Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, the new school way. Coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney, and Andre Matt, 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on in college football. Also, you got NBA Finals about to tip off, I think, tomorrow, and NHL Finals are tonight. MLB is in full effect. Kansas City Royals, next big prospect, went 0 for 5.
Should we get a hockey segment sponsored? Is the Minnesota and you coming out enough to talk hockey?
I love hockey. I love hockey.
Maybe we need a sponsored hockey segment. I know we got a lot of people here that always ask us for more NHL talk.
Yeah.
I don't know about it, but if you can talk hockey, I'll learn hockey. I'll talk
NHL Finals. I'm telling you, it's the hardest championship to win, I think. It's a grind. And in hockey, the best thing about hockey, it's still old school because you got guys play for each other and you have superstar players, they protect each other. And you can play a really good hockey or have a really good hockey game and it'd be 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always action. So it's not like soccer where there'll be like 2-1 and it'd be like 8 shots on the goal. So hockey, obviously moving to Minnesota, you realize like obviously it's a hockey state. I just couldn't afford to play. And that's not a woe is me. It was just like hockey equipment is expensive. At that point in time, you're constantly growing. And in hockey, I don't think is a sport unless you're really superior at skating and shooting that you can take up later on in life. Because it's a sport that obviously you got to learn how to skate. You got to be an effective skater. Skating isn't just like going around into like the ice rink. You got to be able to skate. You got to be tough. And then you got to be, you got to learn how to, as your body grows, to shoot the puck. And that's all just to possibly just play club. And they travel
just
probably
get rec
more.
League, beer league, yeah.
Yeah, they play more than or as much as basketball.
Yeah, 80-some games.
Games are tough, man. So, it's Edmonton against the Panthers. It's a rematch.
I saw Edmonton.
Yeah.
When I was in Vegas.
They're good.
They're solid.
McDavid is.
I didn't see him. He was out that game.
He's the
sad.
Supposed to be the next Gretzky. He's superiorly skilled. Obviously he's young and looking for his first championship. And then the Panthers are pesky. They don't make mistakes defensively. It's kind of like I'll compare it to basketball. Virginia and that pack the line defense. They are not giving up anything in the middle. And then Edmonton is superiorly skilled. I think they got a little bit tougher this year. Mm-hmm. I think they learned from being let down last year. And so we'll see. Very rarely do you get a chance to get that get back.
Right.
Yeah. And so they're going to try to do that.
And like you said with football, sometimes it's harder to get back being the runner up.
Right.
Like the Niners, the Eagles.
And they've been knocking on the door in Edmonton. Look, when Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier and McCarthy is all those, when they were up there,
mm-hmm.
They were in that small town in Edmonton just running through the league. It was Montreal before that, but, Edmonton had a nice little run. And so if you ever get a chance, Austin, watch. It's like the Hard Knocks during the season, NHL version. they follow around the guys in Toronto Maple Leafs. Each guy, they had a guy with Nashville Predators, a guy for Pittsburgh, I think, and then McDavid and him and And then they had one of their star players, I think, for the Edmonton or for Florida Panthers. Mm. So it was interesting to see how they go about their business. I mean, you think that being down in Florida, you know, there's no hockey down there.
Except Panthers are legit.
Panthers are doing it. Mm-hmm. They're explosive enough on offense to do well, but it's the toughness that they've been able to do. And then obviously, the Carolina was good for a little while. So, I mean, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, heck, the Vegas Knights, I think they won within the first year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they still have a legit squad. One of the players that they followed was on their team. And so I think it's going to be a good series. I'm excited to see, you know, how they get after it a little bit. You know, Matthew, was it Tkachuk? And
Mr. Matthew.
Yeah, he's kind of like a squirrely guy. He starts stuff, but he's actually good enough on offense to you got to take him serious. And so, you know, he'll throw hands a little bit. But then also he has great leadership skills. And he wanted to be for the Florida Panthers. I'm sure he's enjoying the sun down there. They followed him around. He has a boat and stuff like that. And obviously it doesn't fit the mold of a hockey player, but they still have every hockey player seems like they just wet their hair and walk around all day. They all look the same. Tough dudes though, man. So excited for that. But you know, with the college football playoffs, I think, you know, we heard Kirby Smart and everybody, and they must have been having like their coaches like meetings with the commissioner. Now the Big Ten is on Ryan Day, who's the defending national championship coach, to the Big Ten deserves 4 automatic bids. What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
You don't like the Big Ten getting 4 automatic bids?
I don't like that many automatic bids.
What
I think it's stupid.
Do you think 3 would be good?
No. I think you win your conference championship game, you get an automatic bid.
And that's it?
And that's it.
Well, then that's how you get like SMU and all them in there.
Yeah. Cool. I still like the 5+11 if we're going to go to 16. Or if we're going to do multiple automatic bids, whatever you want to call it, we got to get rid of conference championship games. But then what I want to consider the actual college football playoff is like the final 8 teams. Like if you want to call it the whole thing, the college football playoff, yeah, and include, you know, Big Ten 1 versus Big Ten 4, Big Ten 2 versus Big Ten 3 as the, what, you know, round of 16 or whatever.
Right.
Fine. But we're not doing Big Ten 1 versus Big Ten 4, Big Ten 2 versus Big Ten 3 just to see, you know, Big Ten 1 and 2 play for the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
All under the banner of the college football playoff. I want it to be a system where we either have conference championship games that matter, or we just got to drop the ruse and go full professional model,
right,
where you don't play between, you know.
That's a lot of time off, though. But if you're not in the championship game, it doesn't matter.
Wouldn't it work for college football to move its playoff up? You know, get done with the regular season.
Yeah,
so you're not fighting with NFL playoffs. Get onto the transfer portal. Weeks.
Yeah. Get in there.
There's no reason you need a month off.
And you don't need the transfer portal to be open that long.
No, you don't.
Yeah. And it'd be ideally, you might be able to get it done before. I'd have to look at it before.
So if the week of Thanksgiving is the last week of the regular season.
Yeah. And then you would play.
Give those teams a week off.
So that puts you to December. So say you play the middle of December.
Mm hmm.
And then another 7 to 10 days off, right? For sure. You can't play games within a week. So just say the magic number is 8 to 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you almost kind of to New Year's Eve. So mm-hmm. Now you're already in the second round. So you go from
as opposed to the first
16
round.
Down to your 8. Now you're, and then you do in January, you're kind of in your semifinals.
Or
so you're done in the middle
of January.
Yeah, you're done.
Or do we start college
football early,
a week or two earlier, so
like
that the national championship game is being played New Year's Day?
I like that. I like that better. Now, I'm going to tell you, the teams that want the guys to get healthy, they're going to be mad at us. I like it. I like to start it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you start it earlier, you change the whole offseason.
Yes.
I think you go to an NFL model,
mm-hmm,
and you have an allotment of practices. And you schedule them whenever you can or whenever you see fit. And I think that will help you to evaluate and develop more strategically. And I think the coaches that have more NFL people and experience with them will actually do better.
So earlier. Yes, I will amend. Maybe it doesn't have to be New Year's Day to play the championship game, but the 20th of January.
I think
is
it
too
needs
late.
To be done
by the second week.
The second week. Yeah.
You can't. You shouldn't be playing your championship game any later than the 13th.
Yeah, I was gonna say the 10th or like, but around somewhere. There. And it all depends on when New Year. Yeah, I like it. I like it starting earlier. I think you can capture. I think you can capture more football eyes since the NFL preseason isn't as attractive anymore. Mm-hmm. That's where you're getting it going early. I think the first year will be a little bit, you know, tough sledding because you're not used to that schedule based on what you've done the year before. Mm-hmm. But I think once you get into year two or three of it, I think it's going to be flow. And I think it actually helps college football a lot more. Then actually, I think it obviously helps the NFL more. And you got a partnership indirectly by just changing your schedule. Mm-hmm. And you got to change it. You change your offseason. Just think if you have players on your roster, like that you see them that come in here and they like the kid that transferred from Texas to Washington. Mm-hmm. You would like to have the early enrollees, guys that are, you know, coming off rehab, your lower end of your lower number of your roster. So let's say from 80 to 105, maybe even 75 to 105 or 80 to say 120. At practice, practicing, competing, evaluating, mm-hmm. a slower learning process and the sped up learning process for guys that didn't get a lot of reps during the previous season for various reasons. And then you bring in the veterans, the guys that you know that you're recruiting out of the transfer portal that are more ready made, guys that maybe had decisions to make, and then they're back into it. And you're kind of getting into that veteran type of then you have, mm-hmm. so that'd be say four practices then.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Right. And then you have your first team one after the transfer portal is closed. And say it's two practices, just kind of a get together type of deal. You know what I mean? And then you go four. So that's 6 plus 4 is 10. And then you spread out the next 10 from into kind of spring ball, which is now, until you get started. So you could have 4 or 5 practices, meaningful or not, with your squad after the late portal, mm-hmm. before you hit the ground running in training camp, mm-hmm. which then therefore you wouldn't have to have as long as training camp because you've had it all through the spring and early summer, and that's why you could start early. And you get more eyes on it. And you could possibly, in theory, in my head, which is doesn't have a lot of stuff going on right now, but I think that if this came years down the road, I would like to think, even though it's not as appealing right now to play harder non-conference games, I would be more, for me as a decision maker, even though, say, the juice and the squeeze, I would be more apt to play like Clemson and Notre Dame, mm-hmm. assigned deals with that Nebraska, mm-hmm. Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma, you know, 4 years with Colorado, 4 years with Oklahoma, mm-hmm. understanding I'm coming in more and ready. I should be more prepared because yes. I've had more time to scout. Mm-hmm. I've had more time to game plan. And I feel like my team was even fresher and we're more ready to hit the line running. And I don't have to play you week one. Mm-hmm. I can play you week three. And mm-hmm. Ideally, then you would change, obviously, I'll call it the grading system of college football, the point system. You would probably maybe be able to capture the first CFP rankings. Now, it also would coincide with if you have a top league and a
second league,
mm-hmm. and that's all going to be dictated on financial reasons. But if you're at the top of the second league, you know, the promotion will be just coming in January. Then you're on the same schedule.
Yeah.
See, we just solved the world's problems right now.
I think that it'd be really good for college football to start sooner, right? I mean, it'd help us in our content creation.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about this in July legitimately instead of having to wait till August gets going and then wait till the end of the month. I think if college football can have its playoffs going on, even NFL week, you know, 15, 16, 17, before week 18 when you're still deciding playoff spots, sure, there's going to be some overlap just naturally. But this is where, Jay, I think if college football moved it up as well, some people say, well, you're acquiescing to the NFL. Okay, you kind of have to. They're the biggest
There's
brand in you know, American sports right now is the NFL. And I would beg whoever makes this decision to play the gosh dang championship game on a Saturday. Yeah. That's where college football belongs. Because Saturday if you night. Get into December and January, you're clearly into Monday Night Football territory.
Yeah.
Right? You can't go up against the NFL on Monday night. You wouldn't want to. And everyone knows college football's on Saturdays. Your round of eight, whatever you want to call it, games are 11, 2, 5, and 8 Central. You know, maybe the Rose Bowl is the late game, right? So yeah. It can be, you know, 6 o'clock Pacific
or
time
Fiesta
or whatever.
Bowl too.
Fiesta yeah. Bowl, whatever. Your 11 o'clock game, I think, is in the Central time zone for a noon Eastern kick. You play one of them in, I don't know, Atlanta at 3.
Yeah.
Play one of them in New Orleans at, you know, 5, and then the Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, whatever at 8.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have your two semifinals on the same day in two separate locations. And then maybe you give the teams a bye week after the semifinals to rest up, prepare, get ready for the media circus. But we don't need 10 days between every game. You know, part of it is stay in rhythm, stay in the grind. You're used to it. You got to gut it out. Let's use the strongest man. But please, for the love of all things holy, end the season on a Saturday. That's the day for college football.
Well, I think you should get more eyes. I think it's becoming harder and harder, depending on the location of the championship game on Mondays.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to think people do tailgate or get, you know, kind of have all day get together for a college championship game. And so it's a little bit harder on Mondays. I think it's great because instead of fighting the huge elephant in the room in the NFL, just work along with it and coincide with it. And then obviously benefit off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the NFL has never had a farm system. This is essentially it. And you're doing some things by eventually talking about having a salary cap and you got general managers and all that stuff. Well, then why wouldn't you just, you know, change the schedule? Because it's not changing, you know, the class schedule.
Right.
So, you know, that set, we're just changing an off season for football. And it's not only starting in the NFL or starting earlier when the NFL is kind of just getting started, right, and really capturing that. It's also capturing the end of the NFL season where in, you know, week 15, 16, 17, and eventually it'll be 18, really are just like not worth much except for three or four games. And those games would be working around, and some of them would be Monday night games, mm-hmm. and they have flex scheduling.
Sunday night, Monday night,
around
flex.
What college football would be doing, and mm-hmm. college football would be on Saturday anyways.
Yeah.
So if there was a big Saturday night game, say for a playoff spot, you know, or like Bengals, Ravens, that can go Sunday night primetime. That's why they created flex schedule. So take advantage of what the NFL did for their own good and use it to your advantage. And then also you can capture a new part of the target market. Now, baseball would be mad. But that's all right because football, you know, really is king right now. And so you really want to take advantage of it right now. And there's nothing wrong with changing your offseason schedule because you've shown your ability to do so because you changed the amount of times and the timing of the early and late signing period, or adding a later signing period. And then you did so with the transfer portal. So you essentially in a roundabout way changed two of the biggest things. All you're changing is when they're practicing. That's
right,
it.
Right.
Cause you're not changing the portal dates. Now you probably could, you know, based on changing the press, but that's not that hard, right? It's just like free agency periods or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you could transition tag guys. You know, some guys where, you know, you have that time where you're in the portal, but you're still on the team. That's like, you know, when you get, you know, franchise or transition tagged, you're still technically the property of the NFL team until the other team signs with them. Or you give, you know, say, like I'm in the, say I get an offer from Iowa State. Well, maybe during a certain period, you get to actually chance to match it. You can get to an NFL model.
Qualifying offer.
Yeah, qualifying offer. Mm-hmm. And that'll be actually the fee that they have to pay if they don't, if Nebraska doesn't match.
Mm-hmm.
I would welcome it. I think the coaches that have advisors or coaches that know the NFL game, they could, like, if you're in that, you know, when we talked about where, you know, the teams were versus in the Big Ten and nationally, if you're in that below that top four for the Big Ten teams, whether it's Nebraska, Washington, you know, Illinois, Iowa, any of those teams, right? Michigan State, not necessarily Michigan State because he came from Oregon State, but in particularly like Michigan, with Harbaugh and his connection, obviously Wink Martindale with his connection to the NFL. And then obviously Coach Rule has been there before. And then obviously Jed Fish been in all over the NFL
team.
You move right up because this is right. This is, you know how to
devil in your wheelhouse.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how to do it. You know how to close deals when it comes down to it. You know exactly what it needs and you know exactly how to operate and what needs to be done to develop your team in this NFL offseason.
Mm-hmm.
You would just, it would lead, to be honest with you, to a, like, it wouldn't be 2 wins per year, but it'd be like 1.35 on average extra win. And that's extra payday for you.
Right.
Because I think a lot of these college coaches are so used to doing it, they would flounder for a while.
Yeah, flounder probably. For a while.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times that the coaches are gone, they already have had scheduled for them to go on, whether it's vacations or just not be as, you know, kind of in tune with the program. Now they have to change everything. Well, now they're spinning their wheels and you just know how to adjust on the fly. Cause that's what the NFL does. And also you're adjusting on the fly like a ton.
Yeah.
And you don't have to use all the 20 practices.
No.
There's teams sometimes, I know Denver Broncos were notorious for it. Just where, you know, they really took care of their players in the offseason and they never, sometimes they didn't finish all their mini camps and except for the mandatory one.
Hmm.
No pads, no nothing. You take care of the players. You make sure that they're ready and well prepared and play well in the NFL or in the season. Nebraska becomes a lot more attractive, or, you know, even more attractive, based on you know, the longevity that you're able to put on their career, but then more importantly, setting them up for success in the fall, but then obviously in the future. See there, Austin. We're not.
We
even
did on, it.
That's it. Easy.
Thanks. Nailed it.
Ryan Day did. You know. I agree with it. Automatic bids, but, you know, maybe not four. Let's go three. I think in closing, I think the SEC, and particularly the Big Ten, are the two bell cows. Let them dictate, but not dominate what goes. But they have to continue to earn it. I think you can get stripped from it if you have a couple years of bowl season like the SEC has had, and let's hope the Big Ten doesn't. Because you can't just keep getting automatic bids, and then you're kind of just coasting and being way too comfortable. Yep. So. No need to be comfortable. We're going to a break. We want you to get comfortable, and then we're going to make you uncomfortable out of the break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers.
Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.